This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am joined tonight by my pal and buddy chum who couldn't make it to Dallas. He had other things come up, but from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, I am joined tonight by Dr. John Edeen. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill, and hey to the fellow ninjas out there.
The ninjas. Did everything, you know, I never asked you this, but is everything on the up and up now that was an issue a few weeks back?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in reference to my mother-in-law. She's got end-stage COPD, so we're dealing with, you know, unfortunately, end-of-life issues, and she's still got a ways to go, but it's been very difficult. She's been in and out of the hospital. She's in rehab right now at a nursing facility, and we're looking for a kind of a personal care home for her to go to so she can get hospice.
COPD
but,
is no joke.
It's tough. It's tough stuff, and it's part of life, you know, and we just have to deal with it.
When I went to the doctor, when I was with John, what I do with John is I always let him be my sounding board, and I'll call him and I'll say, John, I have a peculiar spot on the end of my forehead. And so John will tell me what to look for. But when I finally went to the doctor with the lung issue, I was convinced I had COPD. And thankfully, I found out I've just had asthma for three decades and just didn't know it.
Well, that's good. You know, yeah. I've dealt with asthma myself, so I can understand how that is. And I tell you, if sometimes you feel like you can't catch your breath, and, you know, you've got a weight of an elephant sitting on your chest while you're trying to take a deep breath in. So I can understand that. Fortunately, mine's under pretty good control now that I had a gastric polyp that was blocking my stomach outlet, and I was getting reflux, and that's what triggered my asthma. So I had my upper GI endoscopy, and they took care of it, and things got a lot better. I still get, you know, whenever I'm exposed to a bad virus, you know, it'll trigger my asthma. But, you know, I've learned how to deal with it. And, you know, I'm not taking, you know, asthma drugs on a regular basis. Occasionally I'll use a little performance-enhancing drugs before I do my bike ride. But otherwise, you know, I'm pretty good.
Well, I mean, the working out doesn't seem to trigger it on my end, but cutting grass does.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's allergen exposure then. You know, I mean, that's a reactive airway. And that's something that's very common. You know, and I live in San Antonio, and this is a very allergic place. A lot of people have, you know, pretty bad asthma from small kids all the way up to, you know, multiple ages and adults. And so, you know, asthma can be life-threatening if it's bad enough. You know, you can't get the air in or out of your lungs, and, you know, people have asphyxiated from it. So it's not something to joke about.
Yes, I know. I found that out myself. Now, let's talk about a few things that DRGO is doing. Let's talk about 2ADOC.
Okay. Well, 2ADOC.com, it's a service that we've launched about a year ago. We started putting it together. And what we're doing is we're connecting patients who want their privacy respected by their doctor and not ask, you know, do you own guns, and, you know, get lectured to, you know, using nonsensical, non-scientific, you know, quote unquote advice, you know, because of course all doctors are experts in guns, I'm sure.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. And so what we do is we match patients with, two-way friendly physicians. And right now we're just starting to match people up. We still need a lot more doctors. In fact, we really need primary care doctors like internists and family practitioners, because that seems to be what people are looking for, is their primary care doctor. And so if you are a primary care, or, you know, if you're a doctor of any kind, but especially primary care doctors, you can sign up at 2adoc.com. The database is not searchable, So it's totally secure. You know, we're not giving people's names out to, except for somebody who's a match for you.
Right.
You know, so we really feel that confidentiality is very important. Of course, you know, we want other kinds of docs too, because there's going to be people looking for, you know, specialist eye doctors and orthopedic surgeons and, you know, whatever else. So the longer this thing goes, the more people we have. And it's free. That's the other thing. It doesn't cost any money. And this is a project that our project director, Arthur, I can never pronounce his name because there's too many consonants together.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
Prispinda. He came up with this because we were getting requests from people. They would just, you know, email DRGO and say, hey, I'm looking for this kind of doctor. Is any of your members, you know, this kind of doctor? And so, you know, the more we get as far as doctors signed up, then the more easily we're going to be able to match people up with the kind of doctor they're looking for.
Now, when you guys put something up like that, what kind of a blowback do you get from the medical community? Do they get out there and say, how arrogant of you? Or do they go worse than that? I mean, or does anybody say anything?
No, I think it's been pretty much under the radar, which is okay by us. We don't mind at all. So we haven't had any blowback. I think a lot of patients are very thankful, you know, that we're putting this together. Also, you know, patients out there, you know, or just regular old folks, if your primary care doctor or your doctor is a 2A friendly doctor that, you know, if you go shooting with them at the range or whatever, let them know about this service so they can sign up. It's really a numbers game, you know. The more people we have signed up as providers, the more we can connect people up with the kind of doctor they're looking for. And I think over time, this is going to get better and better and better, and it's going to be a nice service for our patients and for our doctors. And for doctors out there, you know, it's a way of expanding your practice too. You know, it's not a negative; it's a positive. So it's a good thing.
Is that something that I take for granted, a doctor needing to expand his practice? Do most doctors need to expand their practice?
Well, it never hurts. Let's put it that way. I mean, there are some doctors that are, you know, that are so busy that they, you know, they can't see the patients that they have. And other doctors, you know, they're, you know, especially primary care doctors, they have to work on numbers. You know, they work on volume because the insurance companies don't pay them very well. I'll be honest with you. Primary care doctors get shortchanged quite a bit, and they work very hard. So they have to have good patient bases in order to, you know, to pay their salaries of their people. You know, my people get paid before I do. I can tell you that. And, you know, if we did have a shortfall, it would come out of my pocket, not out of my, you know, I wouldn't be firing people. I need every one of my employees to make things happen so I can take care of my patients.
So, you know, I never have thought of it that way, but I guess that is probably true. Although I have run into some doctors that say they can't take any more patients, so maybe that's...
Right. And some of them would say they close their panels just because they've kind of got their quota and they can't, you know, you can only see so many patients in a day. And, you know, and there's doctor burnout. That's a real thing. You know, doctors can get burnt out from just, you know, they work themselves to death. You know, you get phone calls in the middle of the night. You don't sleep. Last night I got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, because I was on call last night. It was a
right.
Little 4-year-old kid broke his elbow trying to jump up on the monkey bars. And he was at a hospital that's 2.5 hours away.
Yep, Dr. John is a pediatric surgeon, so orthopedic surgeon, pediatric orthopedic surgeon. So he gets to deal with all of the trials and tribulations of childhood.
Yes, we love kids too. You know, this kid was, you know, terrified before we took care of him, and afterwards he had a big smile on his face and a big red cast on his arm. So he was happy.
To talk about. When we get back, I'm gonna let Dr. John tell you how to deal with your doctor. If he should ask you questions that have nothing to do with your health. That, when we get back, Dr. John is a member of DRGO.us, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon, with name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk. OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined tonight by Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This has never happened to me, where I've gone to a doctor, and most of the time I get out there and say, yeah, I'm in radio, and I do radio here locally, and you know, you've heard of Yelp, and you've heard of all this other stuff. Don't make me go there. So most of the time they leave me alone. But it does happen, doesn't it? Where the doctors get out there and they go, hey, listen, I'm here today because I'm having an allergic reaction to peanuts. Oh, yeah? So, If your doctor starts going in that direction, Dr. John, what would you tell a patient to do?
Well, first of all, let's talk about what these questions are. These are really an invasion of your privacy, and also they're pushing a political agenda, basically telling you, you know what, why don't you just give up one of your constitutional rights? You know, that's you don't need that Second Amendment thing. You know, we think that it's safer for you not to have a firearm, even though we know studies recently have, done by the CDC that were buried for 10 years, show that, you know, there's 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year in the United States. But they're telling us to lock our guns up and separate the ammunition or get rid of them, you know, because, the old debunked study says that you're like 3 times more likely to be killed with your own gun in your home than using it for defensive purposes, which is, of course, we know is a lie. So in order to answer your question, the question is this, you know, what do you say when your doctor asks if you have guns? The first thing I would say is I don't have a gun, and leave it at that. And if they press you, then basically what you say is, look, you know, I'm here for my peanut allergy. I'm not here to discuss this. This is, you know, all part of this is really part of the organized medicine's attack on our Second Amendment rights. And it's been going on probably since the 70s. And it's, you know, it actually caused Dr. Wheeler to start Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership in the early 1990s because he recognized this as an issue. And he was part of the group of people that testified to the House about the bias at the CDC. And that's why we got the Dickey Amendment, which still is in effect. And it doesn't disallow research into gun violence, but what it does is it prohibits using government CDC money to promote gun control, because they were publishing skewed studies that promoted gun control. And it's kind of interesting that the studies that proved that defensive gun uses were actually quite common, and it confirmed Gary Kleck's study from 1995 that they buried those studies, even, you know, after the Dickey Amendment was passed. So it's kind of interesting. They were doing research, but they buried the information that did not support their narrative. So this shows you the bias. And then the last thing we can talk about is something called a boundary violation. And we've talked about this before on your show. What a boundary violation is, using the physician, using their position as a doctor and all that goes with that. You know, I mean, people look at doctors as authority figures, and they're people who, you know, have a lot of knowledge. So they're using that position to push a political agenda. And I may add, against the better interest of the patient, frankly. And so it's a conflict of interest, and a boundary violation is something that's reportable to state medical boards, and it's actually a very serious thing. If you get a boundary violation complaint against you, you know, doctors will hire lawyers to protect, you know, try to protect their interests. That's how serious it is.
Right.
And you could potentially, you know, be sanctioned or lose your license. Now, it's kind of like, you know, having sex with your patient. That's another boundary violation.
Mm.
That's the seriousness. You know, that's serious stuff. So, and I like what Tom Gresham says. He says, you know, if a person doesn't have the need to know, it's not a sin to lie against, lie to them. You know, so, and doctors don't need to know if you are a gun owner or not. The only times that it's appropriate is, you know, if you're suicidal or you're having significant psychological issues, then it's pertinent. But if it's just to gather information, and the other thing is, we have electronic medical records now. These databases are all searchable by the government, and so this is another way of kind of backdoor gun registry. And
right.
We know that it's illegal for the government to keep a registry of firearms, but this is a backdoor way of doing it. And, you know, I think that the less you tell the doctor, the better. And the other thing is, here's another thing that you can do. You can ask him if his insurance company covers him for providing advice outside of his area of expertise. Because if you get harmed by their advice and you sue them for it, I bet you their malpractice insurance company is not going to cover that, because they don't have an air, you know, they're not trained in firearms safety. You know? They're just parroting what their organizations, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics or, you know, the AMA, they're just parroting what they're putting out.
And should we as patients be able to control what they put in our medical records if it's anything beyond the medical? I mean, if they're getting out there saying patient is this or patient is that or patient is combative, ask patient about guns. Patient said no, so I think he probably does. Should we be able to look at that and say, you know, you need to pull that out of there?
Yeah, well, I think you have a right to look at whatever is written about you. It's your medical record, okay? So, yes, you have a right to ask for copies of everything that's done. The problem is the computerized systems that they have. Because it's the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics, they work with these companies to set up the questionnaires.
Right.
And so they put their biases in there. So, but you can just, you know, not answer. You know, not applicable. Let's go on.
If you don't, I mean, is there urgent? Well, you know, I guess you guys are trying to keep that from happening. I was going to ask, is there ever going to be a case where they can compel us to answer that? But I guess that will be later on down when we get into the stage of that Equilibrium movie.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we have single-payer system, then we don't have an option at that point.
Right.
That's when government tyranny is, you know. I mean, if they can have panels that tell your child doesn't get treated like they have in England, I think then the United States is doomed. And that single-payer system is just a symptom of the larger problem of government overreach.
Yeah. All right. DRGO.us, that's where you would find where Dr. John and his colleagues do their stuff. Give that a look. When we get back, I'm going to ask Dr. John about one area of his expertise, which is security in hospitals. Because there's a lot of people in hospitals. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Many people write us about their experience with ExtendBite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined this evening by Dr. John Adine of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I'm very concerned, and I would have to say hospitals are in the same boat as schools now because despite certain facts that we're aware of that, you know, that we could be doing, we don't seem to be doing these things, and hospitals are especially susceptible. And that would be a really bad day, wouldn't it, if an attack was launched? And, I mean, they have been, just not here.
Right. You know, and that's certainly one of my nightmares, is to have an attack at a hospital where I'm working. Hospitals are these supposed, sanctuaries of healing, and everybody is there to get healed and taken care of. But the problem is that actually 10% of all workplace violence incidents are directed at healthcare workers. And, that's like 6.5 in 1,000 healthcare workers are victim of violent crime at their place of work. So it's not a safe place. You work in these big city ERs, and there's a lot of violence there. Gangbangers get brought there, and people who are, victims of domestic abuse, and, that stuff often will spill right into the emergency rooms. Most hospitals in the United States are gun-free zones, so to speak, which, of course, aren't gun-free at all. And a lot of times the security, and I use that in air quotes because, they're unarmed. They maybe have tasers or something, but they're not people that can actually shoot back. you know, they're kind of like the monitor in that commercial, you know, I'm a safety monitor or whatever. Yes, the bank's being robbed, you know.
Yep.
That's about all they can do.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get a guy that's getting paid, you know, $15 an hour is going to put himself between, you know, the people being attacked and the attackers. They're going to get the heck out of there and get on the radio and call for help. And, of course, during all that time, you have, you know, a shooter that, you know, or a murderer, I guess. We shouldn't use the term shooter, but we should use the term murderer. He's got free reign to kill whoever he wants in the case of these spree killers. And these guys plan this stuff out. This isn't spontaneous. You know? And then you've got, you know, you've got family members and sometimes patients are even dangerous. And then you're dealing with criminals and, you know, gang members. And, you know, those people don't obey the laws. They're not going to be, you know, voluntarily leaving their firearms behind when they come into a hospital. And, you know, hospitals have drugs and they have, you know, radiologic materials and they have, you know, biological materials. And that's very attractive to terrorists. And so, you know, a hospital is a soft target and it's very difficult to defend because there's multiple entrances. They're huge in many cases. You know, some of them are 10 stories high and they cover an entire city block. And there's, you know, it's very hard to secure something like that. So even with all the, electronic, door security and buzzers and all this kind of stuff, that stuff can all be defeated. And, so really what you end up with is, you know, a bad guy in a hospital ward or somewhere without anybody to defend, except for the people that are there. And so that's the problem that we see.
Now, let me ask you a question. In these hospitals, do they have closed circuit TV?
Some places, yes. Most of the time, and this is just from the experience of the hospitals that I work at.
Right.
The closed circuit TV goes to the nurses' station, and so it's, you know, and I'm sure there, and I know there are closed circuit, you know, TV in like parking garages and stuff like that that are monitored by the security people.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, could that closed circuit TV system in these hospitals, could that be accessed by a counter group that would be coming in, like a counterterrorist or cops, in the event of one of these attacks?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They can certainly access, but you know, those things can be disabled as well. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of times with the terrorist attacks, they got people on the inside. There are a lot of healthcare workers that are not even doing healthcare. They're doing, you know, laundry or they're doing housekeeping or they're doing whatever, and they have access to the bowels of the hospital.
Right.
And so they can act as eyes and ears and even conduits to bring things into the hospital, as an advanced, guard for the attack. So they can bring, you know, ammunition and bombs and whatever else. That stuff happens. In fact, we know it's happened in other, attacks in the past in other parts of the world, you know, under the terrorists. The hospital attack in Budenov, Russia, they had people on the inside, and they actually had a storeroom full of stuff. You know, so when they took the hospital, they already had their bomb making material inside the hospital already. So I mean, it's kind of a scary thing. You know, and these things are so big that people just don't know what's going. Nobody can know what's going on inside.
But does that need to be? Does that allowance of freedom of movement as far as what comes in and goes out of that hospital and everything, does that need to be arrested? Does that need to be adjusted to where somebody actually goes eyes on with that?
Well, the issue is really cost. You know, it's real security costs money.
Right.
And hospitals, you know, they're in the business of making money. A lot of them are for profit. They're owned by, you know, stockholders, and they're in the business of making money. So, you know, if they can cut corners here and there, they don't want to pay for armed security. They can use unarmed security, which is a lot less expensive. And, you know, monitoring and having, you know, metal detectors and all this kind of stuff, that costs money. And then also you have to limit access. So now you're decreasing flow from one part of the hospital to another, or from out buildings to the main part of the hospital. So, you know, and the hospital that I work at has, I can't even count the number of points of entry. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing with the schools. You know, a lot of these schools have multiple points of entry. There's no real true security. But then, you know, you have to, they're easily defeated. You know, that's the other thing. All it takes is one person on the inside to open up one of the back doors of a school, and in comes your shooter. Now, if it's a, you know, another Columbine kind of thing, it just takes one person on the inside, and they can bring the stuff in.
Yep.
Now, or like the guy in the Colorado shooter, he propped the door open and then came in the movie theater through the back door.
Yep.
This when he got, you know, dressed up. So even if you have locked doors and security, that stuff can be defeated. And so really the bottom line is we are still responsible for our own protection when all is said and done.
Let's go into that when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. DRGO.us is where you can find some of the stuff that they do. They are the counter to just about everybody else in the medical profession that seems to be of a gun-grabbing nature. They are constantly out there talking a bunch of smack, and DRGO is the one that responds to them. In addition to that, Dr. John is a bike rider, you know, which makes him one of my kindred spirits. A SIG aficionado. He's still got a gun I haven't shot yet. And he is one fine public speaker, too. So, that's why he is good to have at the show. That's why DRGO. And, hey, listen, if you need to go find a doctor, if you're looking for a practitioner, go to 2adoc.com. And if you know of a doctor that should be on there, submit him. Talk to him first, I guess, but submit him. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Submit himself.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I have been talking to Dr. John Adeen from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, pediatric orthopedic surgeon, shooting dude, and bicycle guy. So I can talk to him about some stuff I'm just not qualified to talk to him about. But... So basically what you're telling me is that as a hospital exists today, that a centralized security system would probably be too ponderous to put in place. Is that right?
Well, I think it requires a multi-layered plan, just like we're talking about in schools.
Sure.
A hospital needs a multi-layered plan as well. And the problem is the first layer is a sieve. And so it's not very difficult for people who want to do bad things, let's say, to get inside the door. And once they're inside the door, then we're dealing with, you know, people who are immobile, who can't, you know, run, hide, fight, you know, kind of a thing, or evade or whatever. I mean, they're
right.
They're in bed. I mean, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. So really, you're stuck with people that have to, defend in place. And since they're mostly gun-free zones, then you're dealing with improvised weapons. And we know from looking at the studies that, the sooner somebody is able to effectively challenge the killer, the less number of people are getting shot and killed. And, you know, it's really a time thing. You know, Professor Dietz at Purdue did a study where he looked at schools, you know, without a school resource officer and then different percentages of armed people, you know, including a school resource officer, 10%, 5% of armed teachers, and then the combination of the two. And, of course, they found that the more people who were armed inside the school, the less number of people who were hurt, and the more rapidly the response came. And so now it's really a matter of having good guys with guns in the right place at the right time. The casualty numbers are, you know, two or three if there's a good guy there. And if you have to wait for a police response, it's, you know, 15 to 20.
Sure.
And we see it, you know, look at all these shootings that we just had. You know, we had 10 killed, 10 wounded at the school here in Texas. And then, you know, the one in Florida, they had 17 people killed. And that guy was given rein to shoot and he had all the time in the world. He finally just tried to bail out. But if he wanted to keep going, he could have killed a lot more people.
Right.
And because there wasn't an armed response, that happened rapidly. The one in Texas, that happened pretty quickly. You know, the police officers were there and they were on the scene, and one of the school resource officers got shot. You know, this guy was running a shotgun, and you and I both know how devastating a shotgun can be at a fairly close range.
Right.
I'd rather face an AR than a shotgun at close range.
Yeah.
You know, it's a devastating weapon, and you know, people, you know, poo-poo. I mean, first of all, nobody wants to get shot with any kind of gun,
right,
let alone a shotgun or a rifle. A handgun is bad enough, and, you know, the technology on ammunition has gotten better and better. So if you have good defensive ammunition, you know, it creates a fairly large cavity and creates a lot of tissue damage. And even with that, we can save, you know, 80% of the people with gunshot wounds. Anybody who makes it to the hospital is probably going to make it. Yeah, that's just, you know, that's because medicine's gotten better.
Yeah. Shotgun is a double-aught buck is what, 8 .36 caliber projectiles coming at you in a sort of.
Yeah, I think it's nine. I think it's nine. At least my buckshot, it's nine pellets. But it's, you know, it's a devastating amount of energy. I mean, if you get hit in the chest with a shotgun, you can pretty much, you know, say goodbye to this life. You're headed to the next one. Because the ballistics are pretty bad. You got, you know, multiple 30 caliber projectiles in a similar area, and, you know, and like the media is going to tell you, well, it spreads out, and, you know, it's, you know, it'll take everything down the hall. That's a bunch of crap. You get a fist sized group of 30 caliber projectiles, you're dead. You know,
yep.
it's gonna do some serious damage.
Yep.
Especially if it hits you in center of mass. So it's not a thing that you want to go through. And that's why cops use them when they're making entries. You know, it's a great defensive weapon. And one of my good friends, the deputy sheriff, he loves those little 14 inch shotguns, you know, with the pistol grip.
Right.
Because he can get inside of a door and those things can unleash some fury. You know, it's a bad deal. It's a bad day if you're on the wrong end of a shotgun like that.
Well, with the Aurora shooter, he opened up with a shotgun, and I think he probably killed his first eight people with his shotgun before he went to the AR, which his kill ratio went down after he went to the AR.
Right. And that's because the stupid thing jammed up because he had a big magazine.
Yeah, he had a beta mag in it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a beta mag, because, well, they don't work. So why do I need something that doesn't work?
And plus, they make the stupid thing really heavy.
Yeah.
If we get too old to be hauling around all that weight.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, most gun people, they're looking, I want one that's lightweight because I got to carry it. And, you know, they're doing all this stuff to try to take away weight. And then these guys are getting out there. They're like, I need to hold 200 bullets without me reloading it. But, yeah, then you got to carry around 200 rounds, which is,
right,
you know, that's a pretty fair
and
amount.
And they malfunction. So yeah, that's good for us. You know, let them keep doing it. But so far as I'm concerned.
Yep. So
you want to talk training?
Well, I mean, we got about 3 minutes, so, you know, I know you're going to go. Tell me about the training you're getting ready to go take.
Okay, well, I have two classes coming up this summer, one at the end of June and one at the end of July. The one at the end of June is a Masada Yub's fourth level class. It's called MAG 180, and it's a week long. A lot of it is doing qualifications. We take all kinds of different qualifications as pistols, rifles, shotguns. We're going to be instructing National Guardsmen in the use of coup batons and also in weapons retention skills and weapons takeaway skills. In the MAG 120 class that I took last December, in fact, a lot of the stuff that we talked about last segment comes from a talk that I gave as part of the MAG 120. And we learned, you know, practitioner level, you know, firearms retention and takeaways and using the Kubaton. Now we're going to be instructing. And so it's an excellent, class. Some of the, you know, if you've ever done a Masada Yub class, you know, you have to take a qualification shooting test at the end. In the Mag 180, you take a quadruple speed. In other words, cut all the times that you have to shoot the round count, by a quarter. And so it puts a wicked time pressure on it. And it's not easy to start with, but it's really difficult. I'm going to be running a SIG in that class. I'm going to be running a SIG Legion, P226 single action only, with a red dot on it. So for my old eyes, hopefully it'll help me, make some better hits. We'll see how it goes.
But red dots really do help people with bad vision, don't they?
Right. They do help because you have to, you don't have to focus on the front sight and then have a blurry target or a blurry front sight and, you know, the target not quite so blurry, I guess. So with a red dot, you focus on the target and then put the red dot where you need the round to go. And as long as you have a good smooth trigger press, the bullet's going to go pretty much where you need it to go. So it does help. It's really the aging eyes, and it's the presbyopia problem that we have. As we get older, we have a hard time focusing at a certain point. Our distance vision actually gets a little bit better, but our nearer vision becomes a problem, and we have a hard time changing the depth of vision close up, and that's why we have readers and bifocals and trifocals and all this kind of stuff. So.
Well,
but it's good. It's a good thing. And then the second class I'm taking is a active shooter in addiction class at Firearms Academy of Seattle in July. And,
we're about to run out of time. To run out of time. We will come back and talk training next week. How about that? We'll do that next week.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Hey. Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Check it out. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure as always.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.